You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, still pastor at St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's beautiful northwest side. But it's the last time I will say that. I love the people of St. Mary of the Woods. But as of this Thursday, July 1, all pastors who are changing parishes, their assignment begins. I've been assigned to St. Mary's Parish in Evanston, so I'm looking forward to a new home in Evanston, but I always will have a great love in my heart for St. Mary of the Woods. And our phone number here is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408 on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning in Chicago, the last Monday of June. And had a great weekend with sports, with baseball. If you're a Cub fan, you're not doing well. If you're a Sox fan, you are doing very well. We're going to move to our topic today. With parishes offering vacation Bible school programs in July and August, this show focuses on teaching young children about the Bible. We will discuss a particular approach to helping children understand their faith and reference in a general way the resources available for Bible instruction. We will learn about the particulars of three parish vacation Bible school programs. And with us by phone, we have Rebecca Reutsevich, is a member of the International Council for Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, a program that supports catechists, parents, and others in the church based developing an understanding of the religious potential of children. Rebecca, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Where are we calling you, Rebecca?
We're calling in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Very hot.
I was going to say, it's a warm part of the country this time of year. And as a member of the International Council for Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, maybe you could, for a moment, explain exactly that group that you're part of.
Our organization is worldwide. It has its roots in Rome with Dr. Sophia Cavalletti, who took up the work that Maria Montessori had begun during the time of Pope Pius X, when the church was recognizing that children really are capable of being fuller participants in the life of the church before age, I think it was then 13. Maria Montessori had been there at that moment in history and it had had an experience with very young children. She knew their capabilities. She knew that they had a deep hunger for God, an affinity for mystery and the things of the church. And so she started an experimental program in Spain. When she died, Dr. Sophia Cavalletti recognized that there was yet much work to be done, because what had not really been discovered is what young children need from the Bible. Maria Montessori's focus had been helping them be at home in the liturgy. And Sophia knew that is an important piece, but she also understood that children need to meet God, to establish a relationship with God through His Word, through meditating on His Word. And so she began an experiment in 1954. It has continued now up to this day and has spread all over the world.
Now, it's very interesting, Rebecca, is that this group has its founding back in the early 50s, which is pre-Vatican II. Which, of course, was the Mass was in Latin. And I remember that as a child and my parents as children and my grandparents, you know, they were not really taught and talked about the Bible that much. It was always left for the scholars, the priests, you know, people who are doing the research. But back in 1954, you had the foundings of this group that saw it differently.
That's right. And Dr. Cavalletti was very inspired because she had met with some young children and sought to look at the Bible together to begin to read and study. And she was so amazed at their hunger for it, their interest in it, that she began very humbly, and she is an esteemed and scholar herself, but she was so humbled by the depth of children that she's dedicated the past 56 years of her life to it.
Now, how did you get involved as a member of this International Council for Catechists of the Good Shepherd, or Catechesis?
I was a Montessori teacher myself, mm-hmm. searching for a way to do Montessori methodology, but I wanted to do it with my faith. And I met Dr. Cavaletti in Houston, Texas, actually. She was over here for a conference in 1978. I knew instantly that the message she had was for me. So I went to Rome in 1979 and spent 2 years studying the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd and observing their program there. And I've continued, of course, mostly in this country, but I've continued to be both a catechist, a formation leader of other catechists, and I have this great honor of serving on the International Council.
Now, the thing is, now, beside the involvement down in Memphis, Tennessee, what other parts of the country is this International Council for Catechesis of the Good Shepherd found in the U.S.?
We're all over the United States. We have our home office in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That is our National Association's headquarters.
Now, who runs it out of Chicago, Rebecca?
Pardon me?
Who is your leader here out of Chicago?
Right now, we're in a state of transition. Our national director, Tina Lillig, died in last December,
mm-hmm.
and we are in a state right now. We have a staff there. But we are also in a search for a new director.
I know that you see the people.
Director.
What people need to know is that the word catechesis means to echo or resound. I've always found that fascinating. That the word catechesis, we use the word catechesis often. Many people don't know that the root of the word means to echo or resound the faith or the scripture. Now, so, for example, is the group that you are part of, the Good Shepherd, is it found in parishes? Is it found in schools?
Yes.
Exactly how is it, you know, if someone were to give me a call and say, I want to be a member of this group or be part of it or learn more about it, what would they do?
We are, again, it varies. The structure varies in different countries. We're in 29 different countries around the world. There is, in most of those places, they have access to an association. That is the local structure. Most of we call the atrium, this prepared space where we bring children in and we give them presentations of the liturgy and the Bible, and we give them a space to really digest that, and that's the most important piece of it, giving them a chance to work, to take into themselves these beautiful mysteries. But they are, most of them are in parish settings.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also atria.
Now, Rebecca, is it done within school? Is it done after school? Is it evening? Is it for the school children?
Is it
for religious education children?
Yes, there are many different models.
Mm-hmm.
The Rome model, the model that I observed and learned from, is a once-a-week, two-hour model that meets during the week. But there, in this country, it is probably much more common to find it as a part of a Sunday morning
religious education
program.
Okay.
Religious education program. For the children's sake, it's rarely done in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very often done on a weekday afternoon.
Okay, what I'm going to do is we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith. When we come back, the question I would have is, how are your teachers trained to be part of this program? This is Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Time is 9:09. I'm Father Greg Sack. What's our phone number? 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
The Islamic Society of North America invites Catholics of the Archdiocese of Chicago to their annual convention from Friday, July 2nd through Sunday, July 4th at the Donald E. Stephens Convention Center in Rosemont. This year, you are also cordially invited to an Interfaith Unity Banquet on Sunday, July 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom of the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Attendance at any part of the convention as well as the banquet is free, but your reservations are required. Please call the Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs at 312-534-5325 or email eia@archchicago.org to reserve your place. That number again is 312-534-5325. We look forward to seeing you.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is coming up on 9:12 on this beautiful, gorgeous Monday morning in Chicago. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Our topic is Summer Vacation Bible School Programs. In particular, we have with us as a guest by phone, Rebecca Reutsevich is a member of the International Council for Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, a program that supports catechists, parents, and others in the church based developing an understanding of the religious potential of children. And according to our excellent producer, Diane Dunnigan, there are 11 parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago presently as part of this program. As I mentioned before the break, Rebecca, say something, how are teachers trained? I want to move then, what is the actual then content of the program? And I'm also fascinated, along with Diane and with Brian, to say some more about this atrium. So begin with the teachers, okay?
Okay. Our formation program is quite extensive. We have three different levels of courses. One is for those who want to work with the youngest children, the 3 to 6-year-old, although now there are many experimental toddler programs going on. But then there's another course, level 2, that pertains to the 6 to 9-year-old child, and another 9 to 12. Each of those courses, to get the certificate for those courses, is about 90 hours of training. We invest so much in the training because a catechist is above all meant to be a co-listener with children. Mm-hmm. And we want to form the adult so that they are at home with these treasures, with these mysteries, in the same way that they're inviting the child to be at home with them. So the course is very formative for adults. In fact, most adults who come to it realize that it's as much for them as it is for the children they will be working with.
Now, does every city have a center for learning? For example, if someone here in the Archdiocese of Chicago would like to be a catechist.
There are courses given all over this country, mm-hmm. and the best way to get information about where the courses are is through our national office, and that I can give you that phone number.
Please do.
708-524-1210.
That number once again.
708-524-1210.
And what about a web, Rebecca?
And there is an email address at CGS, standing for Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, CGS@CGSUSA.org.
Give that one more time.
CGS@CGSUSA.org.
And the thing is now, beside the teachers getting these like 90 hours worth to be certified, what is the actual content that they are teaching the children? I realize that the teaching of a four-year-old will be different than an 11-year-old. But give us an example and connect it with that sense of the atrium. Go ahead.
Yes. I like to start with the younger children because the general concept is that the older the child gets, the more important the material is presented, more sophisticated, the more complex, the more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, Catechesis of the Good Shepherd has found the opposite. We've found that the youngest children are really asking of us the richest mysteries of our faith. So our first job is to look at our faith and to say, both from the liturgy and the Bible, what are the richest kernels of truth we have, and we have to find a way to put those in the hands of the youngest children. So really, the course for catechists for the younger child, working with the younger child, it doesn't get any richer than that. And it is, of course, there are presentations on the Montessori vision of the child, because this is based on a Montessori way of viewing the child developmentally. But then there are presentations and reflections for the adult on the Bible and the liturgy.
Now, Rebecca, maybe for a moment, for those that are unaware of it, just in a nutshell, what is the Montessori method of learning?
The Montessori method of learning basically looks at the inner teacher and says we are born with an inner teacher, and an adult from the outside is either a facilitator of that inner teacher or is thwarting that inner teacher. So, but Montessori put a high value on the child's developing self-discipline. They don't learn that by bringing them in a room and saying, do whatever you feel like doing. That's a wide misconception. But through lessons and direction, the adult is to progressively back off as the child gains the ability to make good choices. And we believe that what they learn when they choose something and engage in a work with it is more valuable than anything I as an adult tell them. And, of course, then it becomes even more so in a case where you're dealing with God and the mystery of the kingdom of God.
Well, the thing is now, you're talking about, but now, okay, connect that now with this whole sense of the atrium.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting the impression that even the physical setting as part of the learning is very, very important.
Very important. First of all, because young children are profoundly sensitive to their environment. If you look at the scriptures, Psalm 84 is my favorite example. It speaks about how lovely is your dwelling place. And it talks about these images of being at home, of feeling safety, of feeling settled and secure. And then out of that comes praise and thanksgiving. Psalm 100 is the same. We believe that children learn their faith at home, in the parish, in their schools. They learn the faith in many, many ways. But what they need is that kind of quiet dwelling place, and it really is more like a retreat center.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a better image. We're used to thinking of classrooms.
Right.
Our language says, religious education, the classroom, the teacher. And yet, what children really need in their lives, in addition to their families and their churches and their other sources for education, they need a place of prayer. They need a place where they can dwell with those beautiful things and really digest them. So they come into this beautifully prepared space. For instance, for a three to six-year-old, they're going to find the model altar. They're going to find a baptismal corner with beautiful baptismal font. They're going to find parables of the kingdom and with these movable materials. They're going to find works on the Eucharist. Of course, right in the center of the atrium is the parable of the Good Shepherd with a beautiful sheepfold.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, because we give the presentation and we read directly from the scriptures. We don't give them paraphrases. We don't tell it in our own words. We briefly introduce it, and we believe in the power of reading God's word to children if you've chosen a word that's really appropriate to them. And then we back off, and we watch. And when you see a three-year-old go on their own and choose that shepherd and start to work with it, you have a sense, just by observation, that there is a real inner teacher communication, which we know to be the Holy Spirit.
Well, so, Rebecca, we need to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank you very much.
Rebecca
Roitsevich is a member of the International Council for Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. Thank you for joining us here on Catholic Community of Faith. And Rebecca, keep up the great work as a minister
Thank
of the
you.
Word of the Lord and with Eucharist. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Time is 920. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. If you have any questions regarding vacation, Bible school for children, the approach, some of the places it might be happening, give us a call, 312-255-8408. And with us in studio, we have Sister Judy Dieterle, Associate Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, and the Director of the Jagan Center, a lending library for catechetical materials for the Archdiocese of Chicago containing books, DVDs, videos, and CDs. Sister Judy, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to see. I know you are a real radio pro. You have your, what, own program once in a while here on Relevant Radio?
Yes, we have the, I believe it's the third Wednesday of every month.
Third Wednesday from 9 until 10 a.m. here on Relevant Radio 950.
Actually, it's just a half-hour program. It's from 9:30 to 10.
9:30 to 10. Okay, and you host or co-host that program?
No, I just am a guest on it every now and then, but we do have people from the office who host it, yes.
But you're one of the regular guests. Well, Sister Judy, as an Associate Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, you have quite an experience regarding vacation, Bible school for children, and also resources. So maybe say something about that.
Right. The vacation Bible schools, a lot of times, are not really a Bible school. Many times, it's focusing on the lives of the saints. It's focusing on parables at times, which would be parts of the Bible. But what if it comes from our Protestant brothers and sisters concept of the vacation Bible school or the Bible study. So a lot of times people will say, oh, it's a VBS, which stands for Vacation Bible School, but it doesn't necessarily focus on the Bible. It will focus on different aspects of our faith. And usually it's like a fun type of a summer school program for kids. A lot of times it will last a half a day for a week, every day coming, and it has a lot of different activities. There are a number of them that would be adapted from some of the ones that were created for the Protestant Vacation Bible Schools, and then they were adapted to make them Catholic. They were provided with a Catholic study guide.
So give us maybe a format or kind of an image of what the whole thing would look like.
Well, it varies from one to another.
From one parish to another.
For instance, the very titles of some of them will kind of tell you what some of them are. There are some also that were created specifically by Catholic companies or created for a Catholic vacation mm-hmm. Bible school. There's one out right now called Parade Around the Our Father, and it's focusing on the Our Father. It's from a company called Growing with the Saints, and it's focusing on St. Joseph of Cupertino, and focusing on the year of the priest and why priests are called father. Mm-hmm. So it will take activities and different quizzes, different scavenger hunts, and all sorts of things that creating a whole
ambiance. Now, what would be the age group of that?
Most of them run from like 6 to 10 years old. Mm-hmm. They're usually for primary and intermediate age children. There's another one called Sun Quest, and that's S-O-N. Sun Quest. So it's, you know, focusing on getting to know Jesus better. There's some that focus on virtues, some that focus on the parables and the different things that you can learn from the parables.
Now, in all these cases, Judy, are the teachers trained ahead of time regarding the entire program? They're not just handed a manual and say, you know, good luck and God bless.
No, there's a whole kit that will come with it. The teachers actually get trained in terms of how to teach, first of all. Mm-hmm. And many of the times, it's the teacher of the primary students or of the intermediate who decide to do the summer school of religion as well. So the teachers will have the training, and they also receive a kit from the company that's doing it. Sometimes after they've been receiving kits for a number of years, then they'll create their own because they're familiar enough with it and understand better what exactly they know that they need in their parish at this particular time.
Are the vacation Bible schools more prominent today than versus 10, 20, 30 years ago? Are they growing today? Do you have any idea regarding numbers? When I was a child at Mary Seat of Wisdom, graduated in 67, so we're going back early, mid-60s. I know Brian Hockey Hitman Brock wants to say, did they have cars then? I don't remember a vacation Bible school even being offered. When did it kind of begin, starting in the 70s?
I really don't know how to answer that one. I'm not sure when they began, but I know that 20 years ago, I was in the middle of Brazil, and so they weren't there then.
Okay.
when I came back here to the States, then at that stage, I discovered what vacation Bible schools were because I never knew of them before that. Are they more prominent now than they were? I believe they are. Are the kits that are being published being sold more than they were? That I couldn't tell you because we have a number of places that now are creating their own vacation Bible school. We have one that every year they check out from our media center the same set of materials because they're going to cover a review of prayer, a review of the sacraments, a review of why do we go to Mass, and some study of the saints.
Out of curiosity, do you have any idea, Sister Judy, how many parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago have a vacation Bible school? Would you say 20, 50, 100, or don't you have any idea?
I would say at least 20. Wouldn't. I don't have a grasp on that. I could have brought that information if I had known about, you know. But
no, just curious. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Community of Faith and Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Our phone number 312-255-8408. And our guest is Sister Judy Dieterle, Associate Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, and the Director of the Jagan Center. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Hey, Father Cusick.
Hey, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Do you think all of our listeners have heard about Theology on Tap's 30th anniversary celebrations?
Let's tell them. Theology on Tap is a summer speaker and discussion series aimed at people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's been serving the finest of theology speakers in conversation for 30 years.
That's a lot to celebrate. This year we begin July 11th and go until August 6th with some wonderful speakers and topics.
And then on Sunday, August 8th, Cardinal George is celebrating Mass at 3 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral for everyone who has ever been a part of the program.
After Mass, the Cardinal invites us all back to his residence for a picnic. What a fun way to spend Sunday in the city.
And additional events are also being planned for the 30th anniversary.
On July 23rd, Father Cusick is leading a talk, Why Should I Go to Church? It's a key question. It's open to all past and present Theology on Tap participants and their children.
Details about additional special events can be found on our website, yamchicago.org, and you can purchase tickets for the August 8th picnic there as well.
Come celebrate 30 years of Theology on Tap with us. Again, details are at yamchicago.org.
Let's keep tapping, and God bless.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Are you Mawusi? Mawusi means in the hands of God, in Ewe, a language of the Ghanaian people.
The Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry sponsors the annual Mawusi Retreat, celebrating Black Catholic spirituality. This year's retreat focuses on fueling our faith as we reclaim our faithful.
We will examine the fire of evangelization as it pertains to Black Catholic spirituality. Experience robust talks, prayer sessions, Eucharistic adoration, reflective time, and a forum focusing on vocations.
The retreat is designed for adults discerning ministry and lay and religious ministers who serve the Black Catholic community.
Join us at Mawusi Friday, July 30th to Sunday, August 1st at Techne Towers in Techne, Illinois. For additional information, call 312-534-8046 or visit our website, www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-534-8046 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. Are you Mawusi?
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Our number, 312-255-8408 in time in Chicago is 9:33 on this gorgeous, beautiful Monday morning in Chicago. And with us in studio is Sister Judy Dieterle, Associate Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. And during the break, we were talking, Sister Judy, about Catholics studying the Bible, more even on an adult level, which has been a lot more opened to adults in versus 60, 70, 50 years ago. So maybe say something about that.
I remember when I was growing up, we had a Bible, but it sat on the coffee table and was opened just to record the marriages and the deaths and the baptisms and all those things. But right now, since Vatican II, we realize that, yes, we do need to know the Bible ourselves, too, and understand a Catholic way of reading the Bible. In terms of adult scripture schools and adult scripture study, we have quite a lot that's offered for that. We actually had a graduation certification ceremony yesterday where one of the four-year classes graduated from the English school and from the Spanish school.
How many graduated from both regarding numbers?
About 30.
Which is outstanding.
Yes.
So these are individuals making a four-year commitment in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Now, is this done through Graziano Marcheschi, or is this done through...
This is done through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry.
Okay, mm-hmm. This is through your office.
Right. Correct.
And Graz is with lay ministry formation. There's so much going on for teaching, which I think is marvelous.
Yes.
And now, regarding the actual teaching, it's beyond just the four-year commitment, but others that can take classes on a much shorter term that are done in parishes or through your office.
In terms of, well, the particular scripture school is a systematic approach to studying the scripture, and you can do either a two-year or a four-year course on it. And it's an in-depth one designed, hopefully, to create people who can then conduct scripture studies in their parishes and can offer other types of scripture classes in their parishes. And then, of course, there are other types of offerings as well. But I'd like to also mention what's happening on the student level, on the children's level, because in the we can't wait till we're just adults before we start understanding the Bible. So generally speaking, in the primary ages, primary and intermediate or early childhood, the focus on the Bible is on the stories of the Bible and on certain themes, like the theme of forgiveness and the prodigal son and the lost sheep and the lost coin and all of those. Whereas as we get older, we really are capable of understanding who the Bible was written for, why it was written, and why it says what it says.
Mm-hmm.
So in our new archdiocesan curriculum, religion curriculum for both schools and parishes, there's going to be a systematic study of the Synoptic Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles from grades 5 through 8.
So it does begin at an early age. We're going to go to the phone here with Linda Riccio of St. William Parish in Chicago. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm assuming that you are part of a vacation Bible school at St. William Parish?
Yes, we have vacation Bible school. We've had it now for about 8 years, I'm trying to remember. I know the other caller you're going to have on today is Father Dan Brandt.
Yes.
He actually spearheaded our program at St. William back when he was an associate pastor.
When he was a young priest then.
Yes, he was. He was newly ordained, yes.
He's still very young.
And, yes, he is. And so we've been, since he left, which has been about, I think, 4 or 5 years now, we've continued on with the tradition of doing vacation Bible school in the summer. We do it for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's going to be July 12th through the 16th. It's a pretty much like a morning program. We start at 9 in the morning and go to 12:30. We do various things throughout the day. We focus definitely at the beginning of the day on the theme for the day, which we read from the Bible. We read a memory and a scripture verse, and then we focus on it the entire day.
The thing is, how many children are part of this, and how many catechists do you have?
We have, all of our staff are volunteers, whether they be teachers, parents, elderly, more mature parishioners that help out in different aspects of the craft, the kitchen help, doing snacks and things like that. I'm one of the catechists. I do teach religious ed during the normal year. And one of the other leaders is a Chicago Public School teacher. And is very involved with our SPREAD program at St. William. And so her and I kind of spearhead it right now. We split up our groups. There's about 60 to 70 children on average.
Now, what's the age range starting?
We go from age of three, mm-hmm. As long as they're potty trained, up until the age of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we break them out into four separate groups, 3 to 4, 5 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And each teacher then tries to relate the scripture reading, the study for the day to their age group, you know, age appropriate, and whether it being with dialogue, also with photos, reenactment. Our 9 to 10 year olds, the last 2 years, have acted out whatever the scripture reading was about. Last year we did a little bit different thing. We usually have used the Liguori program that has like a daily Bible verse and a teaching, a parable. And we thought that some of our children coming in, even to our religious ed program, sometimes don't really know the complete meaning of some of the holidays that we celebrate throughout the normal year. And so we focused on Thanksgiving, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. And we kind of try to show the children how it's not just about turkey on Thanksgiving, but
right.
there's different verses in the Bible that they can relate to, such as in the breaking of bread, how God, you know, Jesus gives thanks to God before, you know, distributing it to his disciples. In Psalm, you know, 100 about giving thanksgiving to the Lord.
You know, Lynn, when you talk about, you know, Thanksgiving
and giving, you know, giving thanks. So we've tried to show them how it's not just about the holiday, but it's also how we find it in the Bible and where we find it in the Bible. And we go back to the actual. We make them read it. You know, Luke chapter 1, verses, you know, 26 through 38, whatever it may be, you know.
Is the classroom the actual setting for this at St. William's?
We do it in our school basement.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of make it, it's not set like in a regular, we kind of have tables set up and we drape off our certain areas for our groups, but we all come together in the morning for prayer, and we do a lot of the activities together as a group, and then we do break off in smaller groups. So
now,
we're
somebody
kind of
listening,
all in one big room.
If someone listening today wanted to learn more about the program and wanted to maybe sign up, could they give you a call?
Oh, yes, they can call.
What is the phone number?
The parish phone number is 773-637-6565.
That number once again.
773-637-6565.
And do you have a web?
And we have an extension of 50 for Vacation Bible School.
Okay.
And I monitor that number so they can leave a message. I'll return the phone call.
And then it would be for Linda Riccio. We've come to the end of this segment, Linda. So
oh,
I want to say,
okay.
So thank you very much, Linda Riccio,
thank
a member
you.
Of St. William Parish, part of the Vacation Bible School. You are listening to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sakowitz, along with in-studio Sister Judy Dieterle. We'll be back after a moment with this break.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. Time is 9:44 on this Monday morning in Chicago. 312-255-8408. Give us a call regarding Vacation Bible School, maybe your own experience. maybe as a catechist or one of your own children. And with us on phone, we have Veronica Pantelis of St. Patrick Parish, way up in Lake Forest, still part of the Archdiocese of Chicago. It's a great area, and St. Patrick is a great parish. Veronica, welcome to Catholic Community Faith. Oh, we don't have Veronica on the phone yet. We are getting Veronica. So we're going to go back to Sister Judy Dieterle, Associate Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Judy, you were mentioning earlier, as we listened to Linda on the phone, about, you mentioned one of the resources, maybe it's a good time to tell right now.
Right. During the summertime, during some of the summer Bible schools, a lot of times you have more time to do plays and theater and all that. And we have a book in the Media Center that is very popular for around the second and third grade level. It's called I Want to Be Jesus. And it's the one-page plays of the different Bible stories, and the kids just absolutely eat it up. They love that one. And then there's also one for like the intermediate age level that is put out by Loyola Press, and they are the script cards for plays from the Old Testament and plays from the New Testament, because that's around the age that they really get involved in those things too. I've actually used some of those in my catechist training to help people.
I find when children and teenagers, I also want to include adults, have a chance to act it out, it comes alive.
That's right.
You take the part of Jesus, you take the part of the Blessed Mother, you take the part of Joseph, or one of the parables, the Good Shepherd, the Prodigal Son, all of a sudden it comes alive. It's from a whole different perspective, and children truly get into it. It kind of frees them.
They do. I mean, they really take on the role, and they become the person.
Yes.
And it touches all of those extra senses that you don't touch if you're just reading a story or mm-hmm. listening to something.
It makes it come alive.
Correct. It's using all of those multiple intelligences that we often talk about.
And now we have on the phone hookup, we have Veronica Pantelis of St. Patrick Parish in Lake Forest. Veronica, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I'm assuming that you are part of a vacation Bible school at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, what a lucky guess on my part. And what is your role, Veronica, with your Vacation Bible School?
I'm the director of the Vacation Bible School, and along with a host of other moms that help us put this program on each year.
And when does yours happen at St. Patrick's Parish?
Ours is happening July 26th through the 30th.
And the thing is, how many years have you been involved with it?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year now, but how many children will be part of it this summer?
This summer we're looking to have between 60 and 65.
Okay. Now, how did you get involved in this? Here it is, summertime. People say, oh my gosh, a wonderful time to slow down, take it easy, be with family. And here you are revving up to kind of direct a vacation Bible school. How did you get involved?
Well, about 5 years ago, I sent my children to a Lutheran church that had a vacation Bible school, and they had a lot of fun at it, but I talked to some of the people I knew at our church, and we said, well, why can't we do this? We should be able to. And they said that it was kind of unheard of, or new anyway, for Catholics to do vacation Bible school. So we got a bunch of volunteers, and we've been putting it on ever since.
And the thing is now, where did you get your particular training to kind of quarterback this whole program?
I just from volunteering at mm-hmm. church and at schools, and from being a parent and just being involved. So there's no training per se. You just kind of jump in, and they have, you know, you buy a program that's already out there.
What program do you use?
We are using, it's called Group, GROUP program, and each year they put together a whole program for you with they give you the Bible stories, they give you songs, they give you the whole thing, and you buy that, and then you tailor it to how you want to use it at your VBS.
Let me ask this question of you, Veronica, and that is, we talk about the children, how it touches their lives, and how they are then sent forth, they've learned, you know, Scripture comes alive for them in that particular week. How has directing this program and teaching the children touched and affected your life?
Well, you know, one thing is I see all these kids for a whole week, and then when I go to church on Sunday, they're all like, oh, Mrs. Pantelis, hi, and, you know, that's just kind of nice, and I think they feel comfortable, too, that they know some other people other than just their mom and dad. And they feel welcome, and they see a lot of other children that they learn, that they know from the program. So that I think once the children feel like they know people in the church, it's mm-hmm. more fun for them until they get the real, you know, learn the more meaning.
See, I think you hit on something important, that sense of welcoming and that sense of building community. And it doesn't happen when we're adults. It does begin from the earliest childhood, being connected to the community, you know, talking to others, having the faith come alive through Scripture, but used an important word, that sense of welcome. Is there any particular story in your 5 years in doing this with the young people, either from the adult perspective or working with the children, any particular story that kind of hits you that stands out in your mind of where the whole thing, as you do this, makes sense, that keeps you going? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there any story with a child or a particular day in class you had that really resounds with you 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Well, we did have one story where we were acting it out about the where the Israelites were coming out of Egypt, and we had different plagues. So we acted out some of the plagues, and we had like little stick-on spots for some of them, and you know, those kind of things. And the kids just loved that, and that I think really resonated with the kids because they could see it. And then we help them understand, you know, what was all behind that. And I think that really is one that I really remember.
I think it's great.
That was a good one.
Now, if anybody would like to be part of your program at St. Patrick's in Parish in Lake Forest, maybe a phone number they could call you or the parish?
Yes, they can call the parish. The number is 847-234-1401.
Then number once again, Veronica.
It's 847-234-1401.
Is there a particular web they can go to or just a phone?
Yes, you can go to stpatricklakeforest.org.
Okay, stpatricklakeforest.org. Want to thank in a very special way Veronica Pantelis, who runs the Vacation Bible School at St. Patrick Parish in Lake Forest. Thank you, Veronica, for joining us here on Catholic Community Faith. Our prayers are with you, and keep up your enthusiasm and great joy in the work that you do. And Sister Judy, in listening to both Linda and Veronica, this is what you were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. that how it can really affect the catechist lives.
That's right. It's the effect that you see in the children is what actually gives you the energy and the spirit to continue on, because the child is so open and so aware and so receptive to God's grace. And being a catechist, you're the person who's helping to conduct that, or helping to funnel that.
And to form that at an early age.
Yes.
We're going to go to
yes.
the phone again with Father Dan Brandt, one of the great priests of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Dan is a pastor, the pastor at Nativity of Our Lord in Chicago. Father Dan Brandt, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
No complaints.
Well, that's
one complaint. Last night the Sox didn't do so well.
Dan, you're a man after my own heart. I was hoping for a sweep, but we'll take 2 out of 3 because I know you're a big Sox fan. And now, Dan, you were ordained a priest what year?
1999.
So 11 mm-hmm. years, and you're, boy, ordained 20 years after me because I'm one of the older guys in the Archdiocese.
Late in my vocation. I went to
because you were from Our Lady of Ransom.
Yes, indeed.
In Niles from grammar school. And I know that when you spent your time at St. William's, you founded the Vacation Bible School there, but now have you brought that same program and spirit to Nativity of Our Lord?
We did, yes. We started a Vacation Bible School 4 years ago mm-hmm. here at Nativity. I've been here 5 years, and it's been met with great enthusiasm. We have about 100 kids who come out each year, and about 20 volunteer catechists and folks who help in other ways with activities and so forth. Really been successful.
Now, when's the week it's going to be held, Father Dan, at your place?
I'm sorry?
When is it going to be held this summer?
This summer is August 2nd to the 6th, Monday through Friday.
So when you came to Nativity, you formed, you gathered. How did you go about gathering the catechists? Was it via the bulletin, personal invitation?
Absolutely. My first year here, I strong-armed some of our teachers.
As only a pastor can.
I'll tell you, at my last parish, as you heard from Linda Riccio, who taught me everything I know, She and Carrie Hurley, formerly Carrie Fleischacker, recently married. The two of them run a tight ship and have a really wonderful group of catechists. And so when I came here, I thought, well, the only way to repeat this is by recruiting really good folk. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, some of my Catholic school teachers from here at our school here at Nativity came forward and brought their gifts. And what they did, which was the best gift of all, was empowered the laity, the folks who aren't teachers by trade, to teach. And the full-time teachers actually took a back seat and kind of were aides, so to speak, and let the folks who don't have teaching experience kind of take charge.
Come to the forefront. Tell us, I just got a little note here from our producer, Diane Dunnigan. Tell us about the Nicolette story. What is that all about?
Well, I got to put yourself here. Greg, I grew up on the north side, northwest side, and I grew up a Cub fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 years ago, my eyes were opened. when I came here to the south side, I live, four blocks from Sox Park.
Right.
The Nativity of Our Lord is four blocks west of
the cell.
I'll always call it Comiskey Park. But the folks here, many of my folks are employed by the White Sox, and those who aren't have season tickets to the White Sox. So this is a great White Sox parish. The atmosphere changes every summer when the Sox games are on. We actually have to plan, like, parish council meetings and baptismal prep and you name it. It has to be worked around the White Sox schedule. So anyway, we have an interesting makeup here. Do you know grinder rule number one, Greg, by any chance?
Ground rule number one?
Grinder rule.
Yeah, what is that grinder rule? I'm forgetting. What
they
is
espouse
it?
A few dozen of these little sayings, these little grinder rules. Mm-hmm. Grinder rule number one is win or die trying. I used it this weekend at Mass because mm-hmm. Jesus in the Gospel told us this weekend to keep our eye on the prize. Mm-hmm. Anybody who looks back to see what he missed or she missed in plowing the field is not worthy of the kingdom of God. Keep your eye on the prize, and that's grinder rule number one.
Win or die trying, that's
win
true.
Win or die trying, just a great rule. It's like Luke 10:27, mm-hmm. One of our lessons in the Bible for Bible Vacation Bible School. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Anyway, people espouse that.
So give us the Nicolette story. We've only got 2 minutes left, Dan.
Well, we can get an extension, can't we?
no, Relevant Radio is going to take over at 10 if we like it or not.
All right, Nicolette was asked to, Nicolette raised her hand in when we were learning the story of the Last Supper. We said, you know what, who wants to be Jesus? Who wants to play the part of Jesus as we act out the Last Supper? We had matzah crackers and grape juice and all these little people around, and Nicolette raises her hand and says, I'll be Jesus. And I said, Nicolette, you're on. You're gonna play the part of Jesus. And from this, at that, a loud protest from across the room comes from a little boy who says, Nicolette can't be Jesus. She's a Cub fan. True story. You can't make that stuff up, as my secretary says. You just can't make that stuff up.
That is really a great story. Dan, if somebody wanted to learn more about your program, the Vacation Bible School, give us a number they can call to maybe sign up.
I'll give you that, and I'll give you a website.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number here at the parish is 773-927-6263.
And the web?
And the website is www.cubsstink.com. No, I'm kidding. It is Nativity Bridgeport, all one word.
Nativity Bridgeport.
Nativitybridgeport.org.
Want to thank in a very special way Father Dan Brandt, a wonderful priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago and pastor of Nativity of Our Lord in Chicago near the Comiskey Park, or known as the Cell. Want to thank in a very special way Sister Judy Dieterle, who's been a guest with us the last 40 minutes. Special thanks to our wonderful producer, Diane Dunnigan, and excellent engineer, Michael May. To all, God bless, and have a wonderful week.
Thanks, Greg.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.